May 14th. I'll call this meeting to order. An agenda review. Anybody see any issues with it? I do. I don't think we really need to discuss welding materials yet. Down there on...
Discuss what?
It's on items for action, welding materials. I don't think we're quite ready for that, are we? I don't think so. We want to remove welding materials from items for action.
Yeah. Make sure we do that.
All right, discussion? Well, I didn't get a second. Made a motion, anybody want to second it?
On removing welding materials from items for action?
Yeah.
All second.
Discussion? All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Cool. Anything else? All right, we're going to move on. Consent group, we're going to approve the board minutes from April 24th, 2025.
You can do this in consent group as a whole.
Do the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes, the work session, the signatures, and if June 19th works all right for everybody else.
It's also the budget hearing, so we pretty much have to have it on that day because that's our budget hearing.
So they have to be done the same day?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it in my calendar.
I forgot my phone, so I don't have a calendar.
It's amazing how much you depend on them nowadays, huh?
Oh. Yeah. Too much.
So June 19th,
yeah,
at 6 o'clock. The federal holiday will be here. It is a federal holiday.
It, Juneteenth.
Yeah, Juneteenth.
The 19th is a federal holiday.
Yep. Juneteenth.
Come off that day.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there a second?
Is that a Thursday?
Mm-hmm. It is a Thursday. It's the third Thursday. So it'd be the typical time anyway, right? Yeah. All right. Well, got a second for approving the entire consent group and having the next scheduled meeting the 19th of 2025. Unless anybody wants to discuss the district.
You guys want to change it from the 19th? Or you guys won't be here.
No, the 19th will be here.
Oh, you will be here on the 19th?
Yeah, I won't be here tomorrow. That's why we moved it to today.
No, June 19th.
Yeah, I'll be here.
You'll be here?
Yeah. It's not a federal holiday for us. He was joking.
You guys were joking.
We don't have it on our list.
Going to negotiate that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'll make a motion to approve it all. We already approved that.
Now we're just waiting for a second.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Any discussion?
Thank
you. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
All right. Moving on, administration reports. Superintendent report.
Okay, classified negotiations, we had those. Things went smoothly. Both teams have come to an agreement, and the board was in with the contract ratified as soon as it's sent back by the union. So, it's sent back probably next week, so it'll be on the next agenda. We'll put that on the next one. Federal funds, still in the process of waiting to see which programs the federal government are going to fund. We have budgeted 25% reduction in federal funds just in case it's not funded 100%. Found out that our ESD just got notification that their counseling service program grant got canceled for the interns. So they're allowed to ask for a reversal on that. They have 12 days to do so, but it's not going to affect us. We have the interns who go here until the end of the year, so that could affect this year's program. Three, House and Senate bills. House Bill 2251, the ban on cell phones, passed the House 3621, but it's still in the Senate. I've heard that it might not pass or it could be changed. So there's a lot of this discussion going on how it can be changed, how the schools will they oversee that. There's a lot of discussion with it right now. So this morning in our superintendent meeting, person Costa said he thinks the bill will pass in some form, but they're not sure what form. That's kind of what that is. So, House Bill 916, pay strike workers, has been discussed. That's basically if they go on strike, they can still get paid. So he said that bill had a lot of momentum early, but it looks like it might not come through now. House Bill 3365, which forces all subjects to include climate change, is still in committee. So this is the one they're fighting, because this means if they did that and passed that, we would have to change all our curriculum, like all of it. So that's the big argument. Like, hopefully there's a bill that we get out of committee, because this is one of those crazy, you know, can you imagine every school district having to change all their curriculum, and all directed towards climate change. So COSA is fighting that bill. You know, it's not something schools just can't afford. So, and with the current, this morning they reported the superintendent that June economic and revenue forecast is down 798 million from the March forecast. So 798 million short March forecast. So that's going to affect some of the funding. We have, the 1.4 billion state. You kind of shrugged your shoulders and said, I think so, but if that stays at 1.4, nothing will change. You're not going to get anything else for the most part. So, additions that are working on the foundation with the shock. 15, if that budget passes, we pass the budget, but next month. After we do that, we'll post for a council position for next year. So, we'll try to get the one we have to stay. We can try to work on that.
Because Bill was doing that for us.
Yeah, so for the most part, Bill was doing that part. So, we'll talk about that a little bit more here when we do. We're going to do integrated guidance budget, go over that a little bit, and that's in that. We're going to talk about kind of the plans for that. So, because for an ODE, the board has to approve that budget tonight. So it's like kind of where that is, what's going on with that. Surveys, got notice from IRE that surveys are completed. So we'll get shared data after we get together. Survey the student, parent, and teachers take. So we got notification last week that it was we're putting that together.
I'll fill it out.
So, 7, charter council, they're working on a schedule of guest speakers for next year. They gave me a schedule for the last meeting. We're looking at every other month. So starting in September, guest speaker, and then go every other month.
That's a big deal.
And maybe even filling the month in between with people in the community. So, and then 8 I don't have on there, staff, we went to lunch and bowling. This is a lot of fun. So I bowled 135, I won.
Who all went?
So we took, it was the whole staff of the five, but mostly the teachers went. So and it was from we got a grant from Ford Family to treat our staff. And so we went to lunch at the bowling alley and bowled And had a good.
When did you do that?
We did last Friday.
Excellent. Okay.
But we were all pushing under 100. That was the first time ever in my life under 100. I pulled 3 strikes out at the end. 135.
Finished off a turkey.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, thank you. All right. So any questions on that stuff?
Yeah, on classified negotiations, since this has been a topic before, I reviewed the minutes from last month. I reviewed the minutes from the notification. And I reviewed the minutes to be approved for today. Was there a board appointment of negotiating team?
So we had a team.
We did have a team.
No, that isn't what I asked.
Oh.
Is there a board appointment?
You mean someone on the board on the committee or the team?
No. Did the board approve appointment of a negotiating team?
I don't know. I don't think so.
This has been a topic of an executive before, and it is the board's sole responsibility to enter a negotiation, and in order to do so, you have to do so by approval of the board. So how we got to an agreement without the board's action seems to me like somebody acted outside of the board's privy. This has been a topic in the past for
well, last time you and I were, I wasn't on.
And we were appointed by the board. Then Eli and I were appointed to do the classified negotiations by the board. If there's no appointment of a negotiation team, you entered it, you may have entered in the negotiations out of good faith.
So the board has to,
you have vote to appoint
for Daniel, so we can take
what we've done in the past. That's why it was a big issue when we went to executive session last year.
I don't remember it being a big issue.
It wasn't a big issue because we did it right. We appointed the board members to handle the negotiations, and we carried on negotiations by the will of the board.
Okay. Was there any issues with the
negotiation? Oh, no, I haven't seen it. I wasn't part of the negotiation, and nobody appointed the board members, or nobody appointed a negotiation team. So I'm trying to figure out how we negotiated. We didn't have a negotiating team appointed.
I don't think if I have policy to it.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
Well, you might also want to look at possibly seeing whether or not we're acting out of good faith for ending negotiations without the approval of the board.
Yeah, according to our HR person, we are, so we can contact her, see what she, what she's based that on.
When we ask for legal advice, we need to utilize our district policies. District policies outweigh everything except for state law.
Well, it hasn't been approved yet, so.
Well, you entered into negotiations already.
Right,
but it is complete.
We came to an agreement. So that complete the board vote by?
Well, the negotiations are complete. So we're in violation of policy. Again.
By just not voting for Daniel.
Not appointing a negotiating team per district policy. This is why it was a topic in the past and executive session.
Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I'll clarify with HR because you said,
our policy outweighs wants, feelings, and needs. Policy outweighs every time.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything else about the superintendent report?
Oh, in reference to the superintendent report itself, everything outside of that is, in my opinion, exceptional work and outlook. Where the speakers and everything have great progress.
Yeah, because that's what we actually were trying to do. So that's great.
So the question of staffing, if Is that just like a counselor, like for the high school or for the whole school, or is that?
For the staffing?
Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yeah, the counselor part?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll cover the entire school.
Because we lost Bill. He was like, I'm out of here. I'm retired.
Yeah.
Bill covered everybody.
So. Yeah. And the new lady that that came in, Dawn, seems to think that really enjoyed her while she was here.
She's feeling good report with the kids. Done a good job. Asked questions. She finished up her program, so she graduated.
Is that the one that came from Colorado?
No,
that's going to be
that's
the SPED teacher.
SPED teacher.
Yeah. But I think it's good that we should look at hiring someone like that. We definitely need a school counselor.
Yeah. So the program that ESD just got doing, a lot of them are graduating. And their programs, they have clinical counselors, and they have, you know, school-based behavior counselors. And so they have to do a different program if they're going to do the behavior piece. So whoever we approach might have to be dealing with that in schooling, go back and finish up that part of that. So there's been a good program adding, you know, mental health has been an issue in Douglas County for a long time. It's adding 13 people out of this program this year that, you know, finishing up and going into school. So
cool.
So hopefully we'll land one of those to be posted.
All right, we want to move on to the financial report.
Well, we got a problem with classified negotiation that's not appropriate. How do we fix it? Do we put the cart before the horse and elect some board members to be counsel on this negotiations, even though it's already passed?
It hasn't passed.
That's a legal question, not something I can answer.
Yeah, I'll deal with HR and ask them. Okay, look at the policy and see what it says in the policy.
Okay.
You can also pull up the executive minutes for the discussion on the past as well.
I was at the classified negotiations and went really well. They didn't ask for a lot. It was probably the smoothest negotiation I've been at. But I had no idea that we were supposed to elect someone. I am only a volunteer.
No, I get that. However, you sat in the executive sessions that caused us to go to appointing board members. And I understand it was an issue that, you know, you may not have been aware of, but this is like the 30th time I said we need to review our policies before we take action.
Okay. Well, thanks for your input.
Financial report.
How are you?
You.
So for those of you that don't know me, I am Rachel Aiken. I am the Assistant Business Director at the ESD. I am going to be your new business manager as of weeks ago. I presented the budget report last week. That went well. I'm still learning your districts and your nuances and your ins and outs, but so far everything looks good. I didn't see anything that drew my attention this month. I will draw your attention to the detailed report in your financial summary. It's the one that's got the top and the bottom sections. I have a picture of it here, but I'll just make a note on the state school fund. So if you are familiar with the state school fund, they do a three-year rolling. So there's the true-up for 23-24. There's the current year that you're working in for the state school fund, and then there's the 25-26 estimate that they're currently working on. So we're in it runs on a three-year process. They just finished truing up the 23-24 year. You do have a negative adjustment of 150
think it was $111,000. So that will short your state school fund payment for this month. That happens for a couple of different reasons. After all of the reporting throughout the state comes through, between ADM, which is your average daily membership, your weights for those students that require extra needs, poverty data, foster student data, after all of that comes through the state for all of the school districts within the state, they do a true up. And that just says basically what we've reported compared to everybody else, they had overpaid us during the 23-24 school year. So they take that back out of 24-25. And then we keep going. So that's the reason for that happening in May of 25 for 23-24. It's hard to keep all the days intact when you're running the 3 years. But other than that, that's all that there's. You're going to be, if you maintain what you currently have, you'll be, we budgeted it at 1.8. Beginning fund balance, and you're going to end closer to 2, so that's good. As long as you're not having surprise purchases or not receiving any revenue between now and then. So.
Well, what would you call a surprise purchase?
What would I call what?
You call it was a surprise purchase or surprise purchase prior to you said something about a purchase.
As long as we don't have any surprise purchases.
Oh, surprise, okay. My apologies.
Oh, nope, that's okay. Surprise purchases. Mm-hmm. So, as long as, you know, you don't get a water leak or anything like that.
The major care.
Yeah.
And we had Daniel reminded us of 14%?
I believe it was 15.
It's 15.
Okay. I believe it's 15. Right.
And we're well,
in your board
and we're well above that. We set it at 15, and then I think we're rocking something like 23.
I want to say you're sitting, I can go back and look, but I want to say it's like 23.
Yeah, we need to keep it that way because we might be losing out on some money in the future from federal funding with our state. So.
And we did, for those of you that weren't here, we did take into consideration that reduction in federal funding for the budget, just because we didn't know, and we'd rather be in preparation than not be prepared for what could potentially happen.
All right, any more discussion or question? All right. Comments by student representatives? Seeing none, hearing none, moving on. Comments by employee groups. Seeing none, hearing none, moving on. Items for information. Charter contract renewal.
The charter contract runs out on June 30th. The charter council looked at it. Not want to make any changes to it. I'm presented as is for approval of the board. Let me share some of the things that allow, you know, the charter is our open boundaries, so that's a bit of one of the benefits for us, boundaries. And then the other part is more flexibility and educational things that you can drive. So just some data sharing off of this and with the contract. But we've been hitting reading intervention pretty hard for a few years. I think we're on year 5 now. And the data, we've been going consistently, we've been going up in percentages of kids. And there's a lot of ways to read data and reading, but one of the things we really look at is how many kids are 1 year below average or above, and you want a good chunk of those kids to be in one of those three categories. So they have above grade level, at grade level, or below one grade level, below two grade point, two levels, and then 3. So in our system, we have kids that are all over the place in the board. But for the most part, consistently, we are, when I look at the data, like 23-24, our classes are, this is one of the top three categories. So 100%, 99%, 85%, 76%, 67%. 66%, and so those ones that are trying to get climate. So when kids put to advance where they are, so they're two years behind, trying to get to one, and then at grade level. So possibly trying to do that with the reading intervention, which comes into some of the grants, which we'll talk about here when we get to.
I have something to say about that. My son, my oldest son and my youngest son are both experiencing a reading intervention program. My son had a 319% increase, and he was already reading at grade level, so it's working.
And we'll talk more about in the grant stuff when we get to integrated guidance, but we're gonna adding the math component to this a little bit. So we'll talk more about that when we get to have the integrated guidance laid out tonight. So there's a couple things. On track graduation in the last 3 years, looking at the data, so 2021, 22 were 89, 22, 23 were at 95, on track in 23, 24, 95. So regular attendees, which is one of the things that are coming into play in the integrated guidance that we're going to work on, is trying to improve attendance. It has been hard because the state's taken away anything you can do about it. And so the question is, what kind of programs can you do to try to increase that? So we'll try to come up with something. 21, 22, we were 57. Regular attendees, 22, 23, 67. And 23, 24, 70. So it's been a slight increase. But it's still a frustration of trying to get higher because obviously, attendance ties into everything. So I gotta be here. Alright, any questions on that? What?
We get any new members of the Charter Council?
There's three right now.
Yeah, did we get any new ones? They're the same three that were there before?
We got a new one, Crystal Flickett.
Okay.
So you said there's no consequences to
attendance. Yeah, you used to be able to, you could fine them, you could, there's different things you could do before to motivate the parents. It's usually a parent issue. So we look at our community, it's parents that don't make their kids come to school for whatever reason. So so you used to have some leverage where you could have attendance officers and people meet with the family, and the last line was always a fine. I think the fine was like $428, something of that nature. But that's motivation sometimes, the last step of, you're going to get fined by the court if you don't have your child go to school. And now there's nothing anymore. So, but it doesn't mean we're not trying, so we're going to try some stuff. So, Janine doesn't like those letters when, 10-day notices, they get dropped 10 days.
Well, they figure out they'll come for nine days, come for one day, and it doesn't come
for. Yeah.
Well, those are all that groups growing up, and you're seeing the workforce now, like they just don't come to work.
Yeah, whatever they feel like here.
Don't come to work. Yeah, I went to several retailers today, and they're just like, I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore.
I know multiple restaurants who almost shut down because they can't find consistent staff.
That's why all my convenience stores are sold out to Indians. That way they bring over cousins and uncles, and they all run.
They're always there.
Yep. And they'll even sleep on site.
Yeah, they do. All right. Well, we want to move on to integrated guidance SIA. Is there any public comments? I don't see any public, so I guess not. So you wanted to explain to us what this is, Don?
Yeah, so this is required by ODE that I share this integrated guidance, where we're going with this, some of the plan and the budget, and then we'll need to approve, we'll do this, the questions discussing this, we'll need to be moved to items for action. This has to be in the minute that we approved it. So a couple things, is outcomes and strategies, improved K-3 literacy outcomes, and phonic awareness, fluency, and comprehension, vocabulary, and writing. Maintain investment in K-3 early literacy curriculum and intervention materials and PD for the teachers. Maintain staffing for K-3 early literacy intervention. Canvas Valley continue to improve their four-year graduation rate. Fully implement a K-12 tiered system. This is still the stuff on the freshman on track, adding the sophomores. That includes stuff in that area. That's why we do some of that, being compliant with the grant. Provide equal access to social, behavioral, and mental health support, but in our integrated guidance, hence the counselor piece will be, you'll see that in the budget here in a few minutes, trying to meet those needs. Implement cultural and academic appropriate core curriculum for students and outcome. Continue to improve ninth grade on track rate. Individualized planning for each student to help eliminate barriers. So what we do, we have in our high school success, we have freshmen on track, and we have classes that meet to go over their PEPs with their personal educational plans. So they go over that and have a plan. They go over those plans once a month, and they make sure they know where they are as far as classes, what they need to take, if they're on track to graduate. You know, so it gives them that information that we've gone over. So, and that part's included and mandatory in our high school success grant. So, Canvas Valley continues to try to improve attendance rates. Mental health expansion, supporting students, counseling services. So, also in the grant, through the school grounds, and creating opportunities for students to drive extracurricular activities. So that'll be, you know, anything we do with CTE, anything we do with the grounds, part of the grant. There's money in the grant for that. So. So a little bit of narrative there. Budget. So you guys have this sheet right here. Okay. So kind of does run down the top part. It's broken down into one side is 25, 26. The other side is 26, 27. And these are the grants. So this all these grants fall under the integrated guidance. So early literature, ELS, high school success, and SIA. So all are combined for the integrated guidance. So you go down through, most where we've focused on has been the music teacher, the FFA, and if you go down to C1 on 25-26, which is C1, the mental health. So that's the part where the counselor piece is going to come in. So you just go down this grant, you can see the budgets on them. There's programs we have, there's like reading programs, reading supplies, literacy reading intervention salaries, so people would pay to run those programs are included in the grant. So, also this sheet, look at the sheet you got this right here. Okay. That piece of that grant is high CTE, stop addition expenses, CTE elective equipment and supplies, and supplies and materials for reading intervention. So those are all included in that grant also.
That's for the 25-26 school year?
Yeah, it's for both.
For this year and that?
Yeah. So, it's not marked by year. The one, 25-26 would be the first line. Second line would be the following year. And then the far right is the total amount budgeted in that.
I just have a question about the back page. The last one you were just discussing.
This one? Yeah.
On the shopping addition expenses, you got a $30,000 budget. So for HSS activity and an FIA activity budget of $30,000, that's outside of our approved budget for the building.
Yeah.
What is that?
So this is anything, so this is broad narrative, so we don't get locked in. So it's anything related to CTE, which could be welding, it could be FFA. So anything we create in a CTE program, this can go into. So it's broad. So we don't narrow it down because we don't want to get locked in. Right. We don't want to say tools or
right.
Okay. So this keeps us, you know, a broader narrative.
So there's just an outlook outside of what's already approved, just in case.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Any other questions about that?
And so we need to move this for, to items for action, is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
And this is for
this. Okay,
yeah.
So this has to be approved for the SIA grants to.
Well, integrated guidance. We got James calling it SIA, so we need to call it
integrated guidance.
Integrated guidance.
My bad.
Narrative. Yeah.
My apologies for the way. Yeah.
What about if you guys know how we could deal with ODE? So if we put SIA, I will get a phone call from ODE saying go back and correct this with your board. And so we want to make sure you're wording right with it.
Okay. So. Go ahead.
Got it. I'll move to move integrated guidance FIA to items for action.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you say second, John?
Yes.
Right on. Okay. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Speaking of that, moving on to items for action.
Yeah.
Board policies. First reading of GBNAA/JHFF and JHFF/GBNAA. We read these a few weeks ago. We had already approved them, but they made a couple of small changes in the dates and the wording. Was something like that?
Small. It was like instead of like 90 days, it was a year.
Yeah. And they had to change it because it was improper information. So
yeah.
Basically, they made a mistake when they originally sent it to us. We didn't know that. We went ahead and approved it, and now they're fixing it, and now we need to approve the fixed number.
Were there any changes by the board for the policy?
No, we'd already approved, like all of us had already approved it because it was a policy on assault.
Okay, I got you. I'm picking up what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it just had improper information in it from their end. So we're just basically accepting the adjusted version. So can I get a motion to approve GBNAA/JHFF and JHFF/GBNAA?
I would make a motion to approve it.
Well, second.
Discussion?
Just for board's info, until I can read the policy that's written, I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Which doesn't affect it at all.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know. I did look at it, and it was like this. It was like something that didn't affect anything that we would be worried about. Yeah.
I trust you. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, no problem. All right, well, all in favor said aye, so I guess we'll move on. So we want to move on to charter contract renewal. So that way we can get that on the books before June 30th, correct? Mm-hmm. And we have to redo that every five years. And that's what gives us our autonomy, correct?
All right. We'll be good the 23rd.
I didn't see anything out of the ordinary at all.
I read it too.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
And second it.
All right, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving on. Business manager approval.
Issue.
I'll make a motion. Yeah.
So we're all in the same shoe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a formality of making me your business manager and that I can make decisions and find things if I need to.
I'll make a motion.
And I would second it.
All right. Discussion?
Thank you. All
right. My discussion is welcome. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thanks for coming aboard and helping.
You're welcome.
Okay, items for action at a future meeting.
Oh, yeah,
we got to add, I forgot to write that down. Integrated guidance, not SIA, will be added to items for action.
Yeah, well, I don't want to call it.
Okay, and we need to vote on that. We need to approve integrated guidance SIA for the grant situation.
We need to approve it.
Yeah, motion.
I'd make a motion to approve the integrated guidance SIA.
I'll make a second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Well, they will be happy. Okay, now, items for action at a future meeting. So, we've got to do the budget. So that's one. We have to take care of the classifieds. So classifieds needs to be taken care of.
So come into play for you as far as paying them. So
doesn't make them affected until July 1st.
That's what I'm saying. So
would next month be okay?
That works. So would you June 19th?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, so make sure you were good.
Yep, no, it
should be fine. So we need classifieds approval, budget approval.
The charter contract is going to items for information for that month, right?
No, we just voted on it.
Sorry, not charter contact. Classified contact.
That's got to go to items for action. We've got to figure out what's going on in the next month. So maybe we have a work session or something to try to figure out what.
Did we have a work session or do we put it for items for information and move it to a later time?
Oh, you want to move it to items for information and then
well, we have the answers unless we meet between now and then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you really want to meet, we can.
It's not about meeting. It's about having the right answers and the legal questions answered.
I'll get those answered. If you put it in items for information and then move it and put it in.
Okay.
We put it in information and action.
We can do that at the same meeting.
On it, yeah. And then vote on it.
All right, comments by individual board members?
Don't forget senior banquet on Tuesday, the 20th, and graduation is May 30th.
Yeah, and I would like to see everyone there if at all possible.
Is the banquet when?
It's next Tuesday.
Okay. And where's that at?
It's in the gym.
Is that the junior senior banquet or what banquet's that?
It's the senior banquet, but I heard that eighth graders may be like serving people.
Going back to the old way, huh?
That's cool.
That date is.
Today's Tuesday.
20th?
20th.
6 o'clock, you said?
Yes.
All right, anything else? It's 6:45. I will call this meeting adjourned.
All right.
And Daniel, if you want to come in sometime next week. And
yeah, I'll take care of that. Yeah, I'll be here.
And sign.
He's got it.
Yeah, I haven't got it done yet. We're getting there. I read all of that.
All right, I'm going to have to work. It was an old sugar pine that my dad cut up the property.
Oh, really?
Long time ago.
Mike,
I wasn't going to do it, but he said, I got this sugar pine up. I'd stick it up here for a long time, and I want it to turn beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know.
That thing's still recording.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a good night.
Yeah, good night. See you later.
Bye.